Yeah. First of all, you know, in peacekeeping, first of all, the country is in a conflict or in the war, and generally are women and children who are affected by those conflicts. And sometimes the women and children don't tell or don't give information about it, those violences that they occurred in their camps or in their homes. So I think our presence will be a good thing, to have information, to access the information about maybe the violence against women and the children, and also it will be a tool of crime prevention of gender-based violence from those information that we will get. Secondly, it will be a good thing to women, for this the community of South Sudan, but even for women all over the world, because they will know that women can do anything. When she is empowered, she can do anything as a man.
What is the proportion of female police staff and officers in Rwanda?
In police?
Yeah.
I don't have the right number.
How many you brought?
This unit is composed of 160 police officers, and you are 50-50%. 50 female, 50 male. Yeah. In commandship and for other staff.
What are your expectations for the time you'll be working here in South Sudan?
My expectation, as also my country is one, the country who fight the gender-based violence seriously, I think also here it will be the same. As we will working in the IDP camps, I think we will be the mortal to prevent, to reduce the violence against women and children, but for the whole community who are in the camp. And I think maybe the violence will be reduced, and the mindset will be changed for the community who are there, even in South Sudan, for the whole country.
Have you ever been in any other UN mission? And if yes, where?
Yeah, in Haiti and in Mali.
Haiti and Mali?
Yeah.
In the same kind of capacity? You were like...
I was the Anipol.
Thank you so much.
Thank you also.
Okay, could you please tell us your name, your rank, and what is your duty station?